Exclusive: We will not be silenced, says Hong Kong Watch founder after threats of life in prison. By Kurt Zindelka on March 15, 2022. British human rights activist Benedict Rogers told Breitbart News that he will not be silenced after the puppet government in Hong Kong threatened him with up to life in prison for allegedly violating the draconian national security law imposed on the former UK colony by the communist regime in Beijing. On Monday, the London-based founder of Hong Kong Watch, Benedict Rogers, was sent a letter from the Hong Kong National Security Bureau threatening him with fines and up to life in prison for operating the website for the NGO, which seeks to promote the freedoms promised to the city under the Sino-British Joint Declaration. The National Security Bureau accused Hong Kong Watch of collusion with foreign forces and engaging in activities seriously interfering in the affairs of the XIR and jeopardizing national security of the People's Republic of China, which carries with it a prison sentence of 3 years to life. Speaking exclusively to Breitbart London, Benedict Rogers said of the threats, "To be clear, we will not be silenced. We will not allow the Chinese Communist Party regime to undermine our freedoms, and we will redouble our efforts to speak out for Hong Kong, as our voice is needed now more than ever." The national security law was imposed upon the city in June of 2020 in the wake of large-scale protests by pro-democracy activists, many of whom have now either been imprisoned under the draconian law or forced into political exile, exemplifying Beijing's desire for global domination. The law not only applies to those in Hong Kong but also to foreigners deemed to be endangering the national security of the city from abroad as well. The threat of fines and imprisonment against Mr. Rogers, a British citizen, represents one of the first times the law has been used against a foreign national. The CCP-controlled government has, however, previously used the law to target exiled activists, including during the run-up to the elections of the Hong Kong's Legislative Council, LegCo, in December, which exiled activists claimed were a sham as only pro-Beijing patriots were allowed on the ballot. The attack on Hong Kong Watch, which has already seen its website face censorship in the former British colony, has sparked outrage across the political spectrum in the UK. Labour MP and the chairman of the House of Commons International Development Committee, Sarah Champion, said, "For the Chinese Communist Party regime and its proxies in Hong Kong to be threatening a highly reputable international human rights advocacy organization and its co-founder and chief executive, a British national, with imprisonment simply for speaking out for Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy is truly outrageous. I urge the British government and other democracies around the world to make very clear to the authorities in Hong Kong that such threats and attempts to silence legitimate freedom of expression well beyond its borders are abhorrent and unacceptable, and we will not stand for it." Former leader of the Conservative Party Sir Ian Duncan Smith said, "Even as the world watches the appalling attack on Ukraine, this attempt by China to arrest British citizens outside of China should remind us all that totalitarian China is a threat to freedom everywhere." The British government has also condemned the threats, with Foreign Secretary Liz Truss saying, "The Chinese government and Hong Kong authorities must respect the universal right to freedom of speech and uphold that right in Hong Kong in accordance with international commitments, including the Joint Declaration. Attempting to silence voices globally that speak up for freedom and democracy is unacceptable and will never succeed." Hong Kong Watch was established in 2017 after Benedict Rogers was barred from entering Hong Kong for speaking out against the imprisonment of pro-freedom activists in the city. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.